You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Steve Feldman and I go back, I don't know how many years. He's always been tremendous investigative journalist and now the executive director of Philadelphia ZOA, Zionists of America. So we see the NEA, some of it in secret, holding their annual convention. They usually do it around July 4th for some reason. And I mentioned they resolved to call Trump a fascist, misspell it, and support student protests, not only over ICE raids, but also a lot of this that's fueling this, a lot of this activism in schools with the NEA is around Gaza, is around anti-Israel, is around anti-Semitism. And they kick out any curricula help or materials from the Anti-Defamation League, which not only is a mainstream outfit, but in my view, very liberal. There's no animus, you know, no help of Trump here. And apparently, they don't want their materials on the Holocaust. Suggesting to me, there's another side here. That would be biased. It would be. What bias is going to be in there from that? No, this is an out-of-control organization with power, millions of members, and captives. Kids in America's public schools. The same week we have that, the Washington Free Beacon, which does great work, takes a look again at the Philadelphia public schools, and they see it as a cesspool up and down the line of various anti-Semitic actions, people in curriculum, teachers and others trying to put that forward. It's incredible, even though it's a national story, colleges. We're seeing at the high school level, Philadelphia Public Schools level, the very same things. All right, Steve Feldman joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in. Thanks for joining today. So, Steve.
No, thank you for having me again and again addressing this very important issue. And your setup to this segment was just spot on, just excellent. Thank you,
Steve. 30,000-foot view. What is fueling this? Let's start with the NEA. I mean, this is... I know I have difference, you do too, over the years with some of the ADL things. I have to say, in some of the media appearances I've seen, they've pulled away from some positions before that I couldn't support, because maybe they're feeling it too. You can't cuddle up to these groups when you're trying to curtail information that they would have, you probably would have, experts on the Holocaust.
Yeah. The NEA, I mean, I've got files or data on the NEA going back to 2019. The organization, you know, it's the largest labor union in the United States, they claim. They've been hijacked by radical anti-Jewish and in many cases Marxist members who, as you stated so clearly, have a captive audience of young Americans. There is very little oversight, and in a lot of places, because they, you know, the teachers are supposed to work for the school district, but their attitude seems to be that the school district works for the teachers. It's kind of backwards, upside down, and they seem in many places to be given free rein. And they have this representative assembly every year. It's their annual convention. They call it the RA, and each year there are more and more radical extremist and especially anti-Jewish, but not solely anti-Jewish, resolutions that get voted on. They get proposed, they get voted on, and it seems to get more and more radical each time. Last year, they met in Philadelphia. The national president, Pringle, is a Philadelphian. And there's some extremist elements, and they have an anti-Jewish agenda, which is one of their agendas. The ADL is about as middle of the road as it gets. I would say that they're too soft on anti-Jewish activity.
Yep.
But they are mainstream, as you said, and they have been a standard bearer on a lot of this data. And the fact that they are being voted out of being able to offer information is another step in the wrong direction, meaning that they're becoming more and more radical, the teachers, the schools, the system. If even an ADL is unwelcome, it says a lot, and it's not a good trend.
No, and as I said, fueling a lot of this intersectionality, a lot of the stuff going on is Gaza, once again, the misinformation that's out there around it. And, Steve, what is the remedy around this, would you say? What has to be done?
So I think the remedy is to, A, interact very closely with school board members in cases where school board members are elected. Philadelphia is a different animal. Obviously, they're not elected. Although I was just interacting with somebody earlier today and recollecting the School Reform Commission when the state took over the Philadelphia schools for a few years and had a little more oversight. But I think it's looking through textbooks, looking through materials, talking with your kids, inoculating your kids so that they are hopefully immune to some of this propaganda and indoctrination. The intersectionality is very prominent. The misinformation is very prominent. So I think it's you know, department heads and the relevant departments, although they're getting this propaganda into like English classes with some of these anti-Jewish.
What happened there with Steve? Okay, we're talking with Steve Feldman, Executive Director, Philadelphia ZEOA. So, Steve, you were saying, yeah, it's bleeding into not just social studies, those type of things, but English would be the next area where they go.
It's every they're using there's a school in Chester County, school district in Chester County, third grade. They're using this very anti-Jewish revisionist history picture book, beautiful picture book, lovely pictures. It's part of the curriculum for third grade. It's complete revisionist history, anti-Jewish. I mean, that's just one thing I'm aware of. But it's a matter of meeting with school board members, showing them the facts, asking them, putting them in the spot. Is your role as a school board member member, as a department head, to teach facts or to have a political agenda. There can't be competing facts. You know, one of the things that we've done at Greater Philadelphia ZOA is let people know that facts matter. There can't be conflicting and competing facts. There's the fact, and then there is a lie or misinformation. There can't be contradictory facts. It's not good for a cohesive society. Schools, especially public schools, are obligated to teach facts. So when there's a map of the Middle East, and what everybody knows is Israel, and it's United States policy that's Israel, and the map in the school or the map that the kid brings into school says Palestine, the student needs to be corrected. So the schools have an obligation or a responsibility to teach facts and not even permit propaganda. This is not a debate. So I think the parents and taxpayers and residents have to speak up, have to be more involved, and remind the school districts that the teachers work for the school district. The school district doesn't work for the teachers.
Absolutely. Where do we find Philadelphia ZOA, Steve?
Thank you, Dom. So our website is philly.zoa.org. Our email address is the word office@zoaphilly.org. Nationally, we have a great website also, zoa.org. And if you're outside the Philly area, info@zoa.org is email. And I thank you once again for bringing this really important issue to the attention of your listeners.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Feldman here on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. All right, Joe, what's on your mind?
Okay, the reason why I'm calling is on this Pat Bondi thing with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my grandparents' day. The reason why she can't do anything is because the parents of these beautiful young girls, much of the problem is their fault. Think about your grandparents' day. In the past, would anyone send their beautiful young daughters away for days and days at a time? And not
all right,
knowing
but
who would take care of
okay,
them.
Joe, that's a side issue. Yeah, the families are not exactly families of the year. But why in the world would we not want to get to the bottom of the client list?
I think what would happen is there's so many parents involved with these daughters. The shame is so big. And it's of course, people that are considered to be the victims, the daughters, the parents. People don't want to put that out.
Well, we've already seen it. Wait a minute.
You can't blame the victim.
Joe, they've testified. We've seen video of them. They testified in the Maxwell, the stooge for Epstein. We've seen them in court trials. Thank you, Joe. Nice try, but come on. There's no avoidance of this. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Coming up, Dom's Money Melody in a second. And then this guidance. We have the memo. Given to Kamala Harris. And after seeing this, what path is there for Harris in the future? It's limited anyhow, but it confirms why she didn't go on Joe Rogan and the preparation that they told her would work with Rogan. I'll give you some of their suggestions on things like COVID in schools, things like transgender issues. And then picture how ill-equipped Kamala Harris is to get through any interview. Remember the CBS interview? They had to edit it and do all kinds of things. And yet the media would have you believe that she had Trump on the ropes. Now, early on, the excitement, getting away from Biden, all that money coming in. Okay, that's important. But look at the candidate. Look at it as she went forward. And Rogan would have been something you would... You saw the success that Trump had with it. If she had gone on Rogan and reached that audience, would it have helped her? Yes. Deep down, though, she knew. She knew she couldn't do it. The guidance, though, is incredible. We'll give you some of that. But first, it's time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right. We want you to win today a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Binghamton Rumble Ponies at First Energy Stadium, Reading, Pennsylvania, on Saturday, July 26th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So, notice a theme this week. Today, it's not going to be a cover, though. I will say that much.
All right.
But anyway, the side question. We are asking for that all-time kind of feat of endurance, that all-time,
yes,
you know, willpower time of moment. And what made me think of this clue here is, well, for the fact that it's incredibly long. I'm going to play for you the longest song in the world. And I want to know the country of origin in which this was sang. And a little hint why I said country of origin is because within this country there are a lot of dialects. And if I were to just ask you for the dialect, we'd be here answering calls all night. So I am going to play this song, the longest song of all time.
Wait a minute, this is worse than Dan. Dan is in Henry. I don't know which one's worse. On Twitter right now at DomShow 1210, which one is more convoluted? Dan, recency bias, or Henry? All right, go ahead, Henry.
He taught me all that I know.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I know. It's,
so
it shows here.
Blame him. But yeah, so I'm going to play the world's longest song. I want to know the country of origin in which this song is from.
श्री गुरु पद नख मणि गण ज्योति सुमिरत दिव्य दृष्टि होती दलन मोह तम सो
सप्रकार.
I didn't know that was the world's longest song, though. I had another in mind.
Once I tell you how long this song is after
how
the break.
How long? Can you tell us?
I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for a big reveal
after
the break.
All right. Hit us with that, and we're looking for the country of origin. All right. Dan, call your office here, too. You were probably part of this. 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us with that. You're the winner today. You get the belt, and you're off to see the Reading Phillies. Let's not have the longest guesses. Let's get a good one right out of the box. Jump in, 855-839-1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right. Money Melody hits a new high here. Henry, here's the clue. The world's longest song. What is the country of origin? Yeah, I've heard this at weddings all over the place.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I hope they didn't play the entire duration.
Oh, the whole thing. The guy took a smoke break. He's outside. Play the whole song. We still don't know how long, but Debbie and Ridley, somehow or another, think she knows the answer to this. All right, Debbie, what's the country of origin?
I say Thailand.
No, not Thailand, but we are in that area of the world.
Oh, we are. Okay. Carmine in South Philly thinks he knows. Hey, Carmine, what's the country? Hi.
I remember your father. He was a basketball coach at King of Peace. We know your whole family.
Oh, yeah, Carmine, yeah.
Great people. I'm going to take a stab in the dark here. India.
There you go.
All right, nicely played. How did you know that, Carmine? Just the vibe of the song?
I took a wild guess.
Now, come on, Carmine. You know weddings in South Philly, they play this all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah, thank you. All right, enjoy the Reading Phillies. Thanks, Carmine, for the call. I'll put you on hold. All right, Henry, how long is the song? There.
Yeah, so the song Shri Ram Charit Manas, I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Oh, of course. We're checking.
Is the longest officially released song by Dr. Jagdish Pillai, clocking in at 138 hours, 41 minutes, and 20 seconds, because it is a recording of an Indian or a Hindu epic poem.
Oh my God.
It was recorded over a period of 5 years. So,
the one I was thinking of, I thought was about 12 minutes. So,
A tad longer. Yeah, 138 hours.
All right. So, Carmine, nice work. You are off to the Reading Phillies. Who knows what we'll have in store tomorrow? Dan back next week. So, between the two of them, it's even worse. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you in. I was going to give you this Kamala Harris, but here's somebody who can handle herself, so to speak. New poll out today says overwhelmingly the leading candidate in the hot Senate race for the Cornyn seat. I don't think it's going to be Cornyn, although his main opponent's wife, the Paxson, the attorney general, just announced for divorce after recent discoveries. That doesn't sound so good. But on the Democrat side, the leader with 35% in the poll out today, Jasmine Crockett. Wouldn't you like to see her in the Senate? Oh, my God, with John Kennedy from Louisiana in some hearing. Jasmine Crockett. Here is the stylings of Jasmine Crockett talking about the big, beautiful bill. This is Cut 17. And Americans taking home based on the no tax on tips? Here's Jasmine Crockett.
The next question still with that of the budget bill is specifically around that of taxes or the tax provisions. So what, if any, type of tax relief will Americans be able to see? Is there anything good?
No. I mean, not really. I mean, I think for households making $50,000 or less, I think the number was maybe $200 or so. I think that's what they'll see, is like $200, maybe more.
All right, this is the Democrat candidate for the Senate in Texas. Light the candles. I have more of her stylings. We'll get to in a moment, but Jasmine Crockett, the leader in the Democrat poll. And I'm just hoping enough of these Democrats believe the bubble they're in, the guy in New York, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, and they think, yep, this is the way to combat Trump. This is the way we ought to go. I think deep down, the smarter, shrewder ones realize, oh my God, we're going to get beaten even worse. But we'll see. Now, as far as Kamala Harris, come on, admit it. When I was looking at it, I'm thinking, all right, this is better than Biden. When Biden was tapped out, it's got a lot of money she brought in. Going to play the race card, of course. The cackle I'm putting on the other side. The inability to articulate anything at any time. The obvious that she's gotten here by race and happenstance, we'll call it. But it was better than Biden at one point. So the big play was, would she go on Joe Rogan? You may remember, I think President Trump went on for 3 hours. Here's her Rogan guidance. It's come out now, the memo to Kamala Harris. Be prepared to play. While he won't be aggressive, he'll be looking for authenticity. Uh-oh. And it's an opportunity to differentiate in style. Be honest about mistakes. Is there a natural leadership contrast with Trump, who can never admit when he's wrong? Oh, that'll work. Trying to say, yeah, I'm not like Trump here. A sign of leadership is to admit when you haven't gotten it right. Don't follow him down rabbit holes. Get out of topics or areas of disagreement with a broader messaging. Look, we disagree, and that's okay. I'm not going to change your mind. Now, here were some of the specifics. The messaging to use if Rogan brings up COVID and schools. This was uncharted territory, and all of us at every level of government were figuring it out in real time. Looking back, it's clear we shouldn't have kept schools closed for as long as we did. Many kids suffered as a result, and we're still making up for that today. We're right now to look back and ask questions to prepare for future pandemics, but we should do so in order to learn, not to vilify. And what will Rogan say? Can you imagine? My favorite, transgender. Here's what to say. First of all, I believe there's no one who knows their children better than their parents. Most certainly not the government, not you or me, certainly not Donald Trump. You see what the angle is they're playing up here. Let the parents and kids decide all this transgender stuff, including gender-affirming care, etc. How about in sports? Kamala, here's what you should say if Rogan brings it up. This is about fairness. Women should not be at a disadvantage when they work so hard for so long to achieve success. There are clear physiological differences that create an advantage. Then you pivot, they tell her, and say, at the same time, this is a relatively rare issue that Trump blows out of proportion in order to divide us. We can have a civil conversation about this very complex issue in Donald Trump's America. All he knows is division and vitriol. We need to bring humility and grace to complex issues like this. It goes on to talk about health and wellness, free speech topics, conspiracy theories, crowd size, and political violence. What do you think Joe Rogan's going to do when she says, well, you know, this is relatively rare. Why do you care about it? That's a tactic they've tried again and again and again. And Americans say, you know what? We do care about it. I almost remember the moment during the Trump campaign. It was on a weekend. Well before the end, I'm not sure if it was a month, 6 weeks, when I saw this data, and it wasn't somebody friendly to Trump come out, that at that point they had spent about $35 million and they were going to throw in $5 to $8 million more on ads in the swing states. That's a lot of money, even in presidential. I would have spent more. Saying, take a look at this. Remember the they and that them ad. Trump's for you. Kamala's for they, them. The illegals getting sex change operations in prison. And then the issue of sports. That's where I would have centered, and they did. I'm not sure if it was Susan Wilds or who was it in their gut that said, you know what, Americans hate this stuff. It's a tell. It tells you what the other side is about. And they keep on saying, why are you talking about it? Well, one of the reasons is this is a race and you don't want to talk about it. So that tells me something. And Americans care about this. And the people that care about it, that really it's effective with, are those that are not that political. They're not following it like talk radio listeners. They hear this stuff and they say, come on, there's something wrong with people and a party that are going to have Leah Thomas and these others out there. What's wrong with you people? Shut up. We don't want to talk about it. Neither should you. And it worked. I think it was a bigger thing than even some of the big, big issues which are out there. The border, obviously, she couldn't contend on that. The economy, inflation. Remember, she said she was going to have a bureau that would lower prices early on. But this coaching with Joe Rogan. Now, she made the right decision. She shouldn't have gone on Rogan. Yeah, but you would reach a whole new one. You can't do it. She cannot do anything like that. And Rogan is not the most hostile. It's the most, you don't know what'll happen in some ways. She can't withstand something. Look at her with Bret Baier, arriving late, trying to throw the whole thing off, that interview. You can't handle any of this. Which Democrat can? They believe Shapiro. We'll see. Tomorrow, Stacey Garrity, 2 o'clock, treasurer, military veteran, and somebody who I dearly hope runs. Because we're at a point now, I led this show off today, several people telling me Muser, Dan Muser, the congressman, made the decision, even though Trump in public endorsed him. Now, that wasn't the full-fledged endorsement. He can certainly endorse Stacey Garrity at some point. But, you know, it was a Trumpian moment. And if this guy runs, I want you to know I'm behind him. That's pretty potent in Pennsylvania, among Republicans particularly. Why didn't he run? The smart money says he thinks Josh Shapiro is unbeatable. Who is advising? Come on, Dan Muser. I admit, Shapiro on paper is somebody formidable. He's unbeatable? That's just the media spin. They're in love with this guy. They can't get enough in Philadelphia of Josh Shapiro. How is he unbeatable? In what way? I'm hoping Stacey Garrity and her people realize, because if they don't, you know who is waiting for another shot. I'm not making it up. He's standing there waiting. Old Doug, Doug Mastriano. We've been through one disaster where we warn people. What would happen again? He would lose even worse this time. And he would drag down this state for 2026. He'd be a killer in 2028. So I'm going to look at the positive side. I'm praying that Stacey Garrity runs. And I think she can beat Josh Shapiro. Just like I'm supposed to believe over in Jersey that Jack Cettarelli is 20 points down to a non-entity. That's the message you're going to be getting. They're just waiting to tell you Josh Shapiro is unbeatable. He is not. Based on what? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here,
it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I love it. Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. We're coming to you on the side question. Test of wills, all-time test of wills. Gotten some great ones. This is a curious choice. There's a bar in Philadelphia, Henry and Kirk, who have somehow or another, they came pretty close. They hosted look-alike contests for Eagles players Jason Kelce, Jalen Hurts, actor Miles Teller.
Ooh.
That was a real close one. Now they're doing it for Nick Castellanos.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oof. So, first of all, I'm going to see a guy that runs the 40 in an hour or so. Second of all, a guy, I don't know how we give his propensity for swinging at pitches outside the strike zone. They might be able to find a guy, but he's a strange, they'll find somebody Latino, I would think, but he's pretty big too.
Yeah, he's a big dude. I feel like you need to imitate that stride he has, well enough.
Right.
Yeah, the demeanor that goes with it too.
So who would be the easiest at the station? I would prevail upon Greg. We should do a look-alike contest. I think Dawn look-alike contest might be fun. We might be able to find something.
Yeah, someone's got the glasses, tan skin, black hair.
Kale would be a slam dunk.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
Just a bunch of bald guys show up and flip-flops?
Yep.
Wait a minute, I had nothing to do with this, Nick. All right, but I like the look-alike contest, and I don't know if you saw the Miles Teller. I thought it was a fake because the guy was that close.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They get thousands of people to show up for this, doing this. It's a great stunt. I don't know how they centered on Castellanos to do this one. Diversity. Well, they had Jalen Hurts. Yeah. I mean, it's
I guess it's got to be someone with some sort of like an iconic look. You got to be able to replicate something about it. Like, you can't be too generic looking. No offense to them, but like a JT Real Muto or like a Trey Turner, I don't know how many you really get.
How many are you going to find?
Well, Jason Kelce would be a slam dunk.
Kelce, because you got the beard, the body type, the hair, the whole thing.
Yep. But the Miles Teller was amazing how close this guy was to it. Genius, though. It's a genius marketing. I forget the name of the bar here. It's in here somewhere.
It's not Mulligan's.
Johnny at Mulligan's. Well,
Tom Giordano lookalike.
That's where my guy goes next. You can show up. Tell me if you have a lookalike. We'll be looking. Joe of Columbus has the hair. That will work. But then, I'm very picky about the height. If you're 6'5", nope, that's not working for me. That's fake. So we need something that works. Johnny, consider that the next time we're down at Mulligan's. All right, let's go to Jerry in Wilmington. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jer. Afternoon to you.
Hi, Dom. I've got a serious side, but before I do that, you mentioned that guy who was married 15 years in a test of will.
Yes.
Well, I was married 19 years to my ex, Darth. Then I found out alimony was at 20, and she was the worst cook. In fact, she was so bad
that when
Obama came in. Obama came in and got rid of enhanced interrogation. I called the CIA and I recommended her to cook for the guys at Gitmo. She would have been the legal replacement for waterboarding.
Oh, no. Okay, all right. The bashing of Jerry Wilmington's ex, you can certainly get equal time. All right, Jerry, who's your side?
World War II. Germans were surrounding the army in the Bulge, Battle of the Bulge. And they called and said, surrender. And General McCulloch said, nuts.
Yep.
And they held off the Germans. And, we went on to win the war.
And I think, I don't know if it's legend or not, but you don't fool around with Patton. he brought in a new padre to pray and a new meteorologist to get clear weather. He didn't like the guys who were telling him it's not going to be clear tomorrow. Well, you got to pray more. I don't like the prayer. Get somebody else. All right, Joe in Columbus, the man of hair on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Dom, I'm going to guess I got to put that on my tombstone as my moniker. Dom, not that this warrants the next great debate, and we've discussed this in the past, but I would encourage you to look up the definition of equity and how the Democrat Party played their semantics between equality and equity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, equity, Joe. That's what it's all about.
Equity says fair and impartial, and they knew to change from equality to equity in their own little timely manner. And they have nothing to do with fairness or impartiality, but that's why they chose to translate over to that word.
And Joe, the bottom line, Delaware Valley Journal is on to something. I am going to send it to the Trump administration. Make an example. 600 of them show up on how to keep it in classrooms so that nobody says anything about it when it's banned.
Yeah. But if you want to be impartial, we'd be impartial, but they will never accept impartiality. Not in a day. And, you know, that's their, you know, among their other phony endeavors, that's a big one with me. My side answer, and I think it was a week or two ago, your station, and I don't know who it was. It could have been you. It could have been Michael Palka, who had that guy who fell in love with his AI avatar, and his wife had to accept that. Do you remember that?
No, I'm not sure.
I do, Joe. I know what you're talking
was
about.
Was it Mike? Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. It was classic. And his wife was, like, trying to make sense of it. And she was on the spot more than the husband, and she couldn't even make sense of it. This guy fell in love with this Alexa kind of character, and he wanted to marry her and also keep his wife. So on those lines, my selection is the woman who could not find – she cannot possibly find the right man. He couldn't possibly exist. She was married 7 times, and that was Elizabeth Taylor. You could not keep her happy.
No, all-timer. Yeah, that's beyond high maintenance, yeah. 7 times marriage, God knows. I think Richard Burton a couple times. That's a tell when it's so many, they go back and remarry somebody else who was on the list. I think Burton, Eddie Fisher, Burton, business executives, she's marrying him. Yeah.
What Joe was talking about there was a story me and Mike did while you were away. Yeah, some man fell in love with his AI chatbot and wanted to marry it. And then the way the story was being framed is that he just fell in love. And then the camera pans over, and it's his very upset and distraught wife and child. They're like, we don't know what to do here. Like, it's I don't know what to say to my kid about, like, you know, daddy's, you know, leaving me for a robot.
We put that under Dom's files of what's good about AI. If I hear it one more time, how much it's pitched. By the way, the driverless taxis will be in Philadelphia very soon. There you go.
I've been in one.
You have been?
I did. When I went down to Austin a few weeks back, they have those down there as Ubers.
And why do that?
It's cheaper because there's no driver and you don't have to tip them anyway. And honestly, it was a pretty smooth ride. But I'd like to see how they do in a city like Philadelphia or New York rather than in Austin, where it's very relaxed. You can pull over, no problem. There's plenty of space everywhere. You can park anywhere. Where in Philadelphia, it's a little more fast-paced. So you gotta keep moving.
All right. And then there's Hitchbot. Remember what happened to Hitchbot? Yeah. That's what people are threatening here. All right. You'll get in. It's the lightning round. So coming off John L. Sullivan, 75 rounds. It was really yesterday, I think, winning. A test of wills. Hit us with that all-time test of wills, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is exactly right. All this coming off 75-round prize fight, bare knuckle, way back when, John L. Sullivan, Dom Giordano's show. Henry, mostly intrigued by this. It's pretty nuts what they did. Test of wills. I had the 101, I believe, 100-year war. We had some great ones so far. The Earl of Tacconi's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Earl.
Hello, Dom. Yeah, my money for the Dom Giordano lookalike contest would be on Jerry Lee Hockey from Pond Lee Hockey. If you ever see the commercials,
yes,
he's a spitting image of you.
The young guy you're talking about.
No, not Tom Giordano, Jerry Lee Hockey.
Oh, Lee Hockey. Do you think the Lee Hockey
yes.
guy? Not the yes. Guy's got pretty
got
good hair.
Hair.
It's a little bit too gray for me, but yes, I agree. All right, let's get him in here for the lookalike.
But my side question is I forgot the name already. World for the Hurl. In 1998, San Diego radio station Star 107 did a contest, and they decided, well, if it was so successful, we'll do it again. And they went to Belmont Park in San Diego, and you had to ride the roller coaster until one person was left for $50,000. So on June 30th, 1998, 22 people got on the roller coaster, the Dipper. And after 10 weeks, five people were still left. 10 weeks they were on there. 22 and a half hours a day with three 10-minute breaks and two half-hour breaks. And after 10 weeks, doctors decided, well, this isn't healthy. And the amusement park decided, well, we are really putting a lot of abuse on our 73-year-old roller coaster. So they went and they canceled the contest, and they split the prize between the five people.
That is a test of wills. There was one where you had to keep your hand on a car, I remember, that ended badly, too. Any of those contests, I think most of them are lawyers are perched right on the scene to be suing. Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, what's today for you?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, this is a far cry from the 75 rounds with John L. Sullivan, but I think it was about 1988. Thomas Hearns and Marvin Hagler, they say it was the greatest three rounds in boxing history. Thomas Hearns had him on the ropes. Hagler was about to go down, but the theory is when Hagler touched his brow with his gloves, he saw his own blood, and he had this awakening. And from out of nowhere, he came out and knocked Thomas Hearns out. It was an unbelievable fight.
Two of the greatest fighters. You know, I'm not particularly watching boxing anymore, but Thomas Hitman Hearns, all-time great name, and Hagler, they killed each other. I mean, really, unbelievable stuff. Yeah, two of the greatest. Let's go to Tom in Marlton. We haven't caught up with Tom in a while. Hey, Tom, we have a seat for you at Mulligan's in August. How you doing?
Hey, Dom, good afternoon. Well, I have to apologize. I was going to make it, but a little monkey wrench got thrown in there.
Okay.
It was my son's bachelor party was in Atlantic City, so it was going to be perfect. But then he also said we have a golf outing during the day, so that ruined that.
Oh, man. All right. Well, no excuses in August. What do you have, Tom?
Well, I don't know if Tom, you remember the movie Unbroken?
Yes.
I forget his name, Lou. I think his name was Lou. He was going to be in the Olympics for track, and then the war broke out. Then he was captured by the Japanese, and they that officer just tortured him like anything. And then never broke him down, though. And then after the war, many years later, after the war, he went back to Japan. He forgave all the people that tortured him, but the main officer refused to meet him.
Oh, man. Thank you, Tom. I'm not in forgiving for that, but the guy's a heck of a guy, particularly having to hold stuff up or they kill you.
If
you drop it. All right. Kirk, who did you like today?
My vote for today, I think for the week, it's got to be Mike with his ex-wife. I'm sorry. It's got to be for the week.
Oh, God. Henry, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, unsurprisingly, I'm going to second that, but I also want to shout out Earl with the twirl to your hurl. And Tom Marlton's story there, the unbroken soldier. I mean, to be able to go through all that and then come back years later.
And Mike was refreshing. He didn't go too hard, and he didn't pile on like Jerry
and
did.
He was outside the box.
He was. I got to say, I felt for him. He was kind of legit. The wife can call in at any time. All right. He's the winner today. Name goes into the hat. Tomorrow we'll do it all over again, working up something special, I think. Follow on Twitter until then. At Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. Real estate moguls going after Mondami in a protest. I think that helps him. Who loves the real estate moguls in New York? I don't see that. That's a little backfire. And they're throwing money behind Eric Adams. Oh, God. Put it behind Sliwa. Come on. The Rich Cioli Show is next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.